In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we are now at the last day, that is the octave day of the Epiphany. And in today's Mass, we remember especially the baptism of our Lord Jesus. And after the Mass, for the ending prayers, we'll renew our baptismal vows and again address ourselves as the faithful children of our Heavenly Father. And the baptism of our Lord was truly a turning point in his whole life. You remember from Christmas time that Christ was meant to be born so that he could suffer. And the first 30 years of his life, he led a very hidden and obedient and pleasing life within his own family. But when his cousin, Saint John the Baptist, started to preach penance for the people and started to baptize them in the form of his baptism, now it was our Lord's time to come out, to announce himself to the public and start his public preaching. And to indicate this great turning point of his life, he himself was baptized by Saint John the Baptist. That at the time of his baptism, he would now appear openly as a Messiah and began his public life, which, as we know, was about to end on the foot of the cross. The one which started by baptism, his public preaching, would end on his death. And it's a very powerful image for each one of us. We start our public life as a Christian at baptism, and we are meant to keep these faithful promises, these holy promises which are made at the time of our baptism faithfully until the last day of our lives. So we again see how God himself humbled himself. He became like any other man, even though he was not in need of repentance and penance. He wanted to submit to this holy rite of baptism so that people would not be afraid to approach him, that people would see that he is the true Son of God. He is the one who from now on we need to follow. So Jesus was not required to do penance because, of course, he was without sin, but he had taken our sins. He had taken now our sins so that he could pay the immense price for them. And to take our sins, he wanted to humble himself, placed himself on a level with all the sinners, and therefore also to be baptized like all sinners need to do. Our Lord gave us the really grave lesson of humility and obedience, and gave us a lesson too that we must always promptly obey the ordinances of God. And the Holy Mother Church has always been very diligent that the babies, as soon as they are born, that they should also be baptized. And therefore, the parents always make a serious mark that they will arrange that the priest will baptize their children so that they too become the members of God's Holy Church, and that they also now are allowed to receive the sacraments, which impart God's grace, which carries you all the way until the end. Also, by his baptism, our Lord showed and sanctified the water which was used for baptism. In the baptism of our Lord gave the water the power of purifying and sanctifying the soul of a man. And in other words, he established the sacrament of baptism, and under baptism, using the sign of water, we receive the remission of our sins. The water is, of course, something which cleanses us, which cleanses our dirty clothes and cleanses ourselves. But most of all, since the baptism of our Lord, the water also cleanses our souls. It takes away all the bad dirt and the sin which is so displeasing to God and washes that away. This is a truly glorious feast, the baptism of our Lord, when we can rejoice about his loving kindness towards us, wanting to submit himself to the human form, but also in instituting this great sacrament which truly makes us happy children of God. In the Lord's baptism, there was the opening of heaven and appearance of the Holy Ghost and the voice from above, and all this was meant to tell the bystanders that now the new time had arrived, now the heaven was truly opened. And we can learn it today as well, because God humbled himself, was born as a man, and submitted himself in all humility under the pain and griefs of men. Now the heaven truly is open to us as well. The road to heaven might be sometimes tricky and difficult, as it was for our Lord, who suffered so much time during his holy life, but from his life, from his baptism, from his opening of heaven, from his death, and from his glorious resurrection, we can now see and rejoice that for every single man, God gives the chance and promise of salvation if he does what is required for baptism, that is, humbles himself as well, confesses his sin, and becomes the faithful and obedient child of God. Our Lord Jesus is not only good to imitate as a child, but he is good and necessary to imitate for all man's adult life, because by being born, by being baptized, by opening heaven, and by dying on the cross, he fulfilled all the necessities of getting to heaven. And as he gloriously rose again on Easter Sunday, we too have now the great hope and promise of getting to heaven, which we saw a glimpse on baptism of Jesus, and also also permanently become one of those happy children of God in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.